right. Okay, Rabbo, so let's continue along in the Gemara based on the days, in the sugya of Hezek Re'iyah. We're going according to the Manda Amar, Hezek Re'eloshme Hezek, and we're asking many kashas. So we saw so far the kasha from originally the Gemara was discussing the Lashna Mishnah and the question of Pshita under the Emtsa. Then we started asking from Gina. We gave the Teretz, not that Gina, the Gina Shiny. Then we brought the Raya from the Mishnah later of Kosel Chatzah Shenafal, and how come you Machayev Lubnos Adalat Amis? So again, Nafal Shiny. So we're going really in order. You notice these kashas are all sequential in terms of going through Masechta Bava Basra. We started with Gina and Daf Beis. We had the Mishnah on Daf Hei. Now we have another Mishnah, Daf Zayin on the Beis. Another kasha on the Manda Amar that Mechitza Mizguda and Hezek Re'elosh Mei Hezek. Tashma. Kofinoso Livnos Beis Shar V'deles L'chotzer. This Mishnah is talking about the chiyuvim of the various people living in the chatzer, the communal benefit that they all get from various things. And one of the things that we require everyone to pay for is a beis shar and a deles l'chatzer. The Gemara says, Shema mina hezek v'iya shmei hezek. So what exactly is the function of the beis shar and the deles? And what exactly is it? Let's look at Rashi here. Kofeno so ko echa mibnei ha-chatzer lasis chelko bibinyan. Everybody that lives in the chatzer, different batim are sharing the same chatzer, and everyone has to participate in the building of a beis hashar. It says Rashi, Shabonim koso neged hashar, ogo saviv. You have like an arch or a curved type of wall opposite the gate. Ba'oso hekev pesach katan min atzad. And in that circumference that you have, this round rounded wall, you have a side entrance. And what is the purpose of this? Mishum hezek ri'iyas b'nei b'shus ha-rabim, shelo yiru toch ha-chatzer. In other words, the concern is that people who are outside are going to look into the chatzer where people are doing whatever they're doing. And that's hezek ri'iyah of the rabim. So by having this extra circular wall with an entrance from the side, so now it's going to block that vision that B'nai Rishis HaRabim would be able to look straight into the chatzah. This is what Rashi says over here. Interesting is that Rashi and Dav Zayin and Bey seems to have a different shot in what the Beis Shar is. According to Rashi here, it sounds like you don't need a person there. It is simply the structure itself that's going to create the blocking of the vision not to be able to look in. Rashi on the Mishnah there says, Beis Shar, Leo Shomer HaPesach Yosef Sham B'Tzeil U'Marchik Es B'nei Rishus HaRabim Milohatzitz B'Chatzer. That the way that the Hezek Re'iyah is protected, that the B'nei Rishus HaRabim can't look in, is because you have this structure called a Beis Shar, and there's a person stationed there, a guard, and he doesn't let people get too close to look in, so therefore it's going to be preventing people from looking in. So not sure exactly, Rashi here, it's the one thing Rashi Dav Zayin. Either way, the point is the same, though, that the Beis Shar is to prevent Hezek Re'iyah of B'nei Rishus HaRabim. The Delis, not clear here exactly if the Delis is also for that. So the Ramban is Mashma, the Delis is Stam for Shemira. For Shemira, not per se for Hezek Re'iyah. From Tosis, it sounds like the Delis is also for Hezek Re'iyah because having the Delis here prevents, again, looking in. But the Gemara's point is, you see Hezek Re'iyah Shmei Hezek. Now, exactly what does this mean in terms of our Mishnah? Is our Mishnah built, pardoning the pun, right, built on the premise of what you have in Dav Zayin? The halacha Dav Zayin is halacha that the people living in the chatzah have to share in the cost of what's going to be beneficial to everybody living there. Our Mishnah is halacha that you have shutfin ratzulasos mechitza, in order that you shouldn't have Hezek Re'iyah one to the other. What is that about? So it could be, this is one possibility that we presented, but Mrs. Zalman, Evan Azul says, Yinchanami, it's exactly the same halacha. The halacha in our Mishnah is not about hachokas nezikin or anything else. It's about the benefit that they both have to protect, to have the protection from Hezek Re'iyah. So it's mamish the same halacha. In other words, we're bringing the same halacha that here you see, Pshat in the Mishnah, is because of Hezek Re'iyah, that for the communal benefit of the two of them, they have to build a wall. That's if you assume that that's the Pshat in the Mishnah, then the Raya is perfect. But if we learn the other way, learn, for example, that the Mishnah's din is based on making an accommodation, I shouldn't be mazik you with her as a gri'ia. That has to do with one being mazik the other. That's not about, that's not what's going on in Dav Zayin at all. Dav Zayin is an issue of communal benefit, that everyone benefits from having a base shar. So what is the right of the Gemara? That's a different halacha completely. How does that speak to our Mishnah? What's the answer, Yaakov?
Can you ask the other way, the rest of the rabbis? I mean,
how does that Mishnah prove our Mishnah, the Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, what?
The rest of the rabbis that Gemara brings are Hafiz and Zigan, how would the...
Yeah, this is
the other way,
yeah. I guess, and the answer we'll give to this will be for that as well. Okay, so good. You're right. You're correct. Yeah. So what's the answer? The answer is as follows: the issue in that Mishnah is in a chenami. It's not a chakas nezikin. It's not one being mazik the other. It's helping both all of us from the those outside looking into us, and this is a benefit for all of us that we have to share in the cost of. But what types of things require us to share in the cost? Things that are considered to be important. What is it tzorech that is valued as something that's necessary, those costs have to be shared. If something is not a big deal, so then you're interested in it, that's your problem. You deal with it. It's not for me to share the cost. The root of the issue, mehezek v'yesh, mehezek o'ish mehezek, is... What do we look? Is Hezek Riyah a problem in whatever application you want to plug it into? So in our Mishnah, the issue might not be about Beis Shar, it might be about Hachakas Nezikin. But if it's Lo Shmei Hezek, that's not called a Hezek, and therefore I don't have to accommodate you to create a wall that I not look at you. It's not called a Hezek. If I owe Shmei Hezek, it's considered to be something that is a problem. Therefore, it's called a Hezek. We view this as an issue. If you see in that Mishnah that building a base shahr is considered to be something that we can impose on everybody living there, that means it's considered a something that is a concern and it's worth having everybody pay for it. That indicates Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. So in a chenami, it's not that our Mishnah is predicated on the same halacha that the Dav Zayin Mishnah is about, but what we see in Dav Zayin is indicative of the opinion of Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, which translates, therefore, into whatever halacha our Mishnah is about. So that would be the way to learn it. And the truth is, that could be, as Yaakov said, if you want to learn the other way around, that the Gemara's Raya's, on the other examples, were not about a base shahr, and our Mishnah is about a base shahr, it would be the reverse. In other words, to the extent that you see that it's considered Shmei Hezek for whatever other application, so it's called it Sorach for the Mishnah. What's interesting is that we're taking it in this direction. We're assuming our Mishnah is not about Beis Shar. It's a halacha of Shmei Hezek, but whatever it's called, it's considered a fierce shear in the Chalukah, Rav Nachum's approach, or Hachakas Nezikin, the classic approach, and that Mishnah is a different halacha. But all we're showing is that Yusif considered a Tzorach and Dav Zayin, that you have to make everyone share in the course. Now, therefore, it must also be a halacha in terms of our Mishnah. Of all the rayas that the Gemara brings, there's something interesting in the Lashon HaGemara here. When the Gemara quotes this Tashma, the Gemara follows its quote with the words, Shema mina hezek riyah shmei hezek. If you look before and after, you don't find in the words of the Gemara in our text those follow-up words. For example, Tashma, right before, is Kosel Chatzah Shenafal. We quote the Mishnah, the Kasha speaks for itself. There's no Shema mina. Same thing, Bechein Begina. The question speaks for itself. We right away give the answer, Gina Shaini. And so it is when we read on in the next line of Gemara, the next Kasha. The only time we have in our Nusach HaGemara that after the quotation, there's the Maksha is more verbose and says, Ah, Shema Mina is where? It's here. What this is maybe a little bit of a smach to is to assume that in all the other cases, we didn't have to say anything. It's mamish the same issue. The issue in our Mishnah is exactly what we're discussing in the thing that we're quoting to ask Kasha. So we don't have to say Shema Mina. It fits right a glove. It's exactly what we're discussing. Masha Enkein over here, if we're assuming that this Kasha, our Mishnah is not based on halacha Beis Shar. So exactly how are we bringing that as a Kasha? Beis Shar is a halacha of communal benefit. So that's why they have to share in the cost. Our Mishnah is something different. Says the Gemara, yeah, but Shmamina. In other words, it's not the same halacha, but it's enough that we can use it as a kasha, because the fact that we view it as a communal benefit, as a tzorech that everyone has to pay for the cost of, so obviously it's a thing, it's something which we can understand, it's a problem, it's something that has to be fixed, it's a tzorech gadol for the people in the chatzar. If that's the case, then it proves that the Pshat and the Mishnah must be that there's halacha in our Mishnah to impose a chi of kosel based on the standards of our Mishnah. So that's why the Morris of Shmanu will be a bit of a raya that the our Mishnah is not based on the din of Beis Shar, but it's a raya from Beis Shar to Emshad and Eskakasha on the Manda Amar learning our Mishnah that lo shmehezek. Anyway, the Gemara gives a teretz. And the teretz is that here we would agree the hezekriya is a problem. Why is that? Says the Gemara, because hezekah derabim shayni. What's different there is hezekah derabim. Rashi, shekol b'nei rishus harabim istakun sham. So if it's about one person looking in, so that we would say, okay, that you can finesse it. It's just one person. That's not called a big deal. That Hezekiah, oh, he's going to look in at your private business, whatever you're doing, your chassid. But if it's B'nai Rishus HaRabim, then of course we view that as a problem. Hezekiah Shmei Hezek, and therefore you need to be mitaken for everybody to chip in this space. What does Tosa say? Hezekiah DeRabim Shaini. Frek Tosa. The Afagav Del Kamon Mashma. The Airi Bechatzah She'en Asmucha Rishus HaRabim. What Tosa is referring to is you have the sugya there, take a look at that zayin, there's really a machlokas on that halacha beis shah. One, the Tanakhama says that everyone has to share in the cost of the beis shah. Shem Gamliel disagrees. What does he say? Lo kolachatzeros uyos lebeis shah. So two, another halacha that follows after that for the ear, and again Shem Gamliel disagrees on that issue. So what's the machlokas about? Shem Gamliel says that you don't have to require beis shar for every chatzer, and therefore you don't impose the cost of the beis shar. So the Gemara explains. Tanya, Shem Gamliel Omer, it depends. Lo kochatzeres ruyos beis shar. This is two lines into the when the lines get wide in the Gemara. Chatzer asmucha l'rishus harabim ruyo l'beis shar. V'she'en asmucha l'rishus harabim en ruyo l'beis shar. It depends. You have, let's say, a chatzer where there are batim that share the chatzer space in an area of the chatzer that's very close to the opening of that chatzer into Rishus HaRabim. And then there's a further part of the chatzer, further in, where you have, again, batim, houses that open to the area of that chatzer. That area is further away from the opening of the chatzer to Rishus HaRabim, right? It's a path that goes, like Hora Mavoi, that goes from the area of the chatzer through that area. You get to Rishus HaRabim. And there are different houses that open into the chatzer. So there's the houses that are opening up to that area in a point that's closer to where Rishus HaRabim are, where they can see in. And there's batim that are further in. So Rav Shem Gamliel says it all depends. A chatzer that's mucha Rishus HaRabim, so that area or that chatzer, that area of the chatzer, that's requires a beis shar, because that's where they'll notice you. But the area further in, that's not as close, doesn't require it. So it depends. And Tanakhama says it's all the same. Even the batim that share in the area of the chatzer that are further away from Shazam have to also participate. Now the Gemara says, Hezekah derabim shayni. Now, if the Tanakhama argues from Shem Gamliel, it means he holds even a chatzer that's what? That's not smucha Rishus HaRabim, also has to share in the cost. So Tosus is wondering here, we're going according to the Tanakhama, and L'chaira, the B'nai Rishus HaRabim are not looking in. It must be, we're talking about the people inside, because after all, we're further in. We're not going to have the problem of B'nai Rishus HaRabim. So what's the Gemara saying? Hezekah derabim shayni. The Rabim can't see all the way in, they only see what they can see the first area that they'll see when they look in. Right? That's Tosus Kasha. The Afa Gavdil Kamon Mashma Da'ayu Bechatzah She'en Esmuch Rishus HaRabim Mikol Makom, he says, Ha'ika Zeka De'Rabim, how so? De'Zimnin De'Dach Ki Rabim Ba'ayu Lo'Hosam K'Daminon Le'Kamon. Oh, so what does Tosus mean? Look at that same Gemara. The Gemara continues and says, V'rabbanan, pick up in the line of Gemara that Tosus is obviously referencing. The Rabbanan, the Tanakhama that is, holds that even a chatzah that's not smucha v'shesarabim requires a beis shar. So the Gemara explains, there's no reason to be worried about b'nei v'shesarabim looking into that area all the way inside. No, zimne didachki b'nei v'shesarabim v'agli ba'asu. In other words, the traffic could be that they'll come in to the area already inside, and then they're, you know, because there's a lot of traffic in v'shesarabim, and they'll end up, the extra overflow will go into the area, the first area of the chatzah. And then, of course, they can see into the further area inside the chatzah. So there's a concern of Beis Shar even for that. So the Beis Shar will keep everybody out. So Tosus is pointing out, so there is a problem of Hezekah Derabim according to everybody. Okay, that's as far as the Tanakam. Now, where's Rav Shimon? We'll argue. What does he argue on? He argues on the Beis Shar. He holds a note for the chatzah that's not samach v'shesarabim, you don't need a beis shar. What about delis? So the Mishnah's mashma that you have to make everyone pay for what? For beis shar as well as for a door. Shimon Gamliel only argues in what case? Beis shar. It means a delis he does require. Now here the question is, what's the purpose of the delis? Is it shmira, stam shmira? Then we understand very well. Then that's a separate issue. That everyone has to agree to. Tosus apparently assumed otherwise. Tosus assumes that the delis, the door, is also a function of preventing people to look in. So Tosus is now wondering, so why does Mishnah Gamliel argue on delis as well? Rav Shimon Gamliel, af agav delesrei haitaima dezimnin dachki rabim, because obviously he holds that the people inside don't have to share in the cost of the beis shar. So he doesn't hold it. But they might overflow and come in. No, he doesn't hold of that. That's not something to be worried about. They are where they are. They're Mishus HaRabim. They're not going to spill over. Mikol makom ika zeka derabim. The zimnin didachki rabim. I'm sorry. Avagav delesre haitam. Zimnin didachki rabim. Mikol makom. Meirochok yicholim liros lifnim. But even from outside, they can see from a distance. So Tosus is assuming the delis is also preventing people to look in, and looking in from a distance would only be prevented through a delis. From the Ramban, it seems that the delis is b'chal not shech to the Hezekiah issue at all. Ramban seems to assume that the delis is simply for shmira. So that's why everyone would agree to that. He writes, the point of the beis shar is the shem hezek ri'iya. Shmira is accomplished through the delis. Okay, so from a distance, there's no problem, there's no need for beis shar. There's only need for beis shar for people who are close because they're going to push in. Rabbanan are concerned that they might push in and therefore go into the mavoi, and then they'll be closer to the inner part of the chatzer, and then they have hezekriya by looking up close. And he says, why wouldn't delis solve that problem? Because sometimes they're open, so therefore they can't be closed all day, so you need a beis shar as an extra protection for the hezekriya. But for the Ramban, the delis is not even shaykh to hezekriya, it's only for shmira. Yeah.
So I don't understand. The Rabbanan or Shimon Gamliel wouldn't argue about the delis.
Everyone agrees that. Everyone agrees that the delis is required. The question is, why?
And people from the Rosh Hashanah can see through the delis even to the back of the chatzer.
No, the delis. What Rabbanan says, the delis is not always open. It's not always closed. Sometimes it's open. Right, Tosus.
Even for the back though.
The delis apparently accomplishes for people further out that won't be able to see from the distance. The people who are closer in.
The Bishar doesn't, and the Delis does.
I imagine like this. I hear what you're saying. Maybe the Delis is somewhat open, somewhat ajar. But from the people in the distance, that's not going to allow them to still see by the angle. But the people who are close, so then without the Bishar, they'll be able to see. With the Delis, it's partly open, they'll be able to see through. But people from a distance, the Delis accomplishes what you need to accomplish for Hezekiah. That's been stemma according to Tosfos. Tosfos also would probably agree that the Delis is not always completely closed. But Tosfos feels that to accomplish that you obscure the vision from people who are all the way out, the Delis can do it. And therefore the Delis is necessary for everybody. But the Beis Shar is machokes, whether the people who are further in have to pay for the Beis Shar. Because they might find their way in the Mavoi, and then they're ready, they're totally within eyesight of the people further in. And Shmuel is not concerned that that's going to happen. That's what Tosfos is going to. The Ramban, the Delis is a whole different issue. The Delis is about Shmira, and the Beis Shar is about Hezekiah. Clear? Okay, that's the discussion of Beis Shar. Now comes the Gemara with another Kasha. Again, so we went through Gina, we went through Koso, and we went through Kofin. Right? Now we have the next one, the Chokin. Tashma, or the Yachid Lo, so all you've conceded is Hezekah Derabim Shiny, and who the Yachid Lo, and for a Yachid there's no issue of Hezekriya. What about this? Tashma. So Mishnah later on in our parak. Ein Chokin es a Chotzer. We've been speaking about this idea already. Let's see what the Mishnah is actually telling us. The Mishnah says when it comes to Chatzar, you cannot force a division unless it has a minimum of Dalet Amos for each side. So then the Chatzar is big enough that everyone would have at least a Dalet Amos amount in the Chatzar that now becomes their individual private Chatzar. Then you can force the shutfas to dissolve, and each one gets their private area of Dalet Amos. But if you have the amount of Dalet Amos for each one, then Chokin. So that's the inference of the words of the Mishnah. And the Mishnah talks about different things like this. It has to be big enough that it can be functional for each side independently, for each one of the former shutfin to have their own shear in something which is now functional for them. In terms of chatzer, the shear is dalet amos. So the Gemara is medayik. So if you have a big enough chatzer that you'll have each one dalet amos, then chokin. My love, bekosa, wouldn't mean that when they divide it in that chatzer, that's dalet amos lezeh, damos lezeh, it's going to be divided with a kosa. So that would show you that Hezekiah is what? Shmei Hezek, because you're acquiring a koso. So there's a kasha, namanda amar lo shmei Hezek. The Gemara deflects the raya, lo b'mesipas b'yalma. No, you divide it with a small marker. This is what we saw already in earlier Tosfos and all, that when you have a division, what is a given is you have to have a marker, Rashi, once you say those, that show you where everyone's share is, so that it's clear what the divider is. But the Gemara originally was assuming that in the Mishnah, it's mashma, that when you divide a chatzar that's big enough to give each one dalet amos, ma'ila v'kosa. Rashi says, ein chokin, ein echad kofes chaver lachok. Ein chokin means that one can impose the chalukah on the other. Now, this Gemara, at first glance, is very difficult. Just pashut understanding what was the maksha thinking. Ma'ila v'kosa. Why? Doesn't say anything about kosa. It says you can only force on the other one to split up the chatzar, everyone will have their own shear, if it's big enough to have dalet amos for each one. Who's talking about a kosa? Why did the Gemara have reason to think that it's bekosa? Yeah?
What would be the other reason that it would force them to split?
No, because each one wants their own space. Because right now they're shearing the joint, the chatzah jointly, the shutfin, and now they wanted, each one wants to have their own private area. So where does it say in the Mishnah or imply that it's b'chatzah? The Gemara responds very simply, mesipas. Why would anyone have thought more kosel than mesipas? I mean, pasha pshat the Gemara. You read the Gemara before you saw anything. You should ask yourself the question, why are we thinking it should be the kosel? Now, it's interesting. Tosfos doesn't even ask the kasha. Tosfos has a different kasha. What does Tosfos come with? The following question. My lav v'kosel, tema. This is Tosfos' tema, not our question. That he doesn't even speak out. But what does he ask? V'yehei v'kosel. Okay, I grant you that, v'kosel, but it doesn't prove anything about what we want to prove. It doesn't prove Hezekria. Hezekria means that the kosel is imposed on both parties to have to pay because Shmei Hezek. Tosis ask, v'yehebe koso, granted. But dilma haki pirusha. Maybe the pshat is as follows. So it's going to suggest the following. Ein chokin is a chatzer, afilu ha'echad rotsa livnos es a koso betoch shelo. Even if you have the one person willing to build the koso, but he's going to build it on his own property, so there is a koso, but it's built by one of them. In other words, if it's less than Daramas Chalechad, then you can't force a chalukah, even though the person who wants the chalukah is saying, I'll build a koso on my expense, on my property. But nevertheless, it's not big enough to allow each person to have the Daramas, so you can't force a chalukah. But if you have Daramas, then what? Then chokin, big koso, right? But whose koso is going to be? Whose koso would it be? One guy who tries to build it. Chokin, meaning, in Russia, so interesting kash. Tosis is suggesting that, okay, in chokin, if it's not daladamis lezeh velezeh, if it is big enough, then chokin bekosel, who's on whose cheshbin, and one person's cheshbin. So it says the Yeshuomer, no, the chokin mashma beemsa. The word chokin, which we said means bechokin bekosel, is mashma the emsa that they divide with the koso that's going to be equally on both of their shears and the course. The yes meino kid pirashti, what the mishnah to be telling me what I just said, the suggestion that you can't be cholik with one person building a koso if it's too small, but if it's big enough, then you can split it with the individual taking the cost of everything. Havelele mishnah ein osin koso chatzer ein osin koso bechatzer atsheyeva. Then speak about osin kosa b'chatzer. It doesn't mean the emsa. It means the person making the kosa. But without saying the words in osin kosa b'chatzer, in chokin, and chokin we're saying means the kosel, so that kosel is mashed by the chokin b'kosel is a kosel of emsa. So what's totally not emphasized in Tosis at all is our question, which is, of course, the Ramban's question. In other words, why in the world are we assuming that in chokin, if it's too small, but if it's bigger, then chokin, my labikosa? Why my labikosa? Tosis took that ki'ilu as a pasha to answer, whatever that is. So, mistama, I would say by default, probably Tosis would have thought the easy answer of the Ramban, which we'll soon read inside, which was what? The first answer was, why did Mar think the koso? Because what? Because with the other Mishnahs are discussing kosel, right? The first Mishnah has a shufin shiratzah where they build a kosel, and you have a later Mishnah in Chokin. So mustamed dumi to the early Mishnahs. We'll have to see that more carefully in the Ramban. But that's Tosis, the Ramban's first teretz. We're assuming because it's mustamed like the other Mishnahs. We says no, it's not. My love, the kosel lo b'mesivas. So Tosis didn't even bother speaking out that point. So we have to see exactly more about this question. What did Tosis ask? Let's just go carefully at the fine print of Tosis. What did Tosis ask? Okay, so you have a good diuk. That Nistama, if you have Dalet Amas Gazer, it would be chokin in a way where you have a koso like we had in the other Mishnahs. But why does that prove Hezek Rishmei Hezek? Who says that that koso that we're reading into the Mishnah about, that if it were Dalet Amas Gazer, there'd be a koso? Who says that koso was built by the two of them on their shared area? Maybe it was built by one of them. So then what would be the point of the Mishnah? Then what did Tosis now say? So what would the Mishnah be saying? Ein chokin. You cannot divide the chatzer even if somebody wants to build a koso on his own turf. Unless you have Dalet Amas lezeh v'lezeh. But then you could be cholek if you want to build on your own. So what would be the statement of the Mishnah coming to tell me? Like why is that? If you want to build a koso, be my guest. Like, why is that something the Mishnah is teaching me about halacha? Like, if he wants to build his own koso, so he'll build his own koso. If he doesn't want to, he won't. Like, the ikar halacha is you cannot be forcing chalukah if the chatz is too small to leave everybody an adequate share, da da da. Okay, fine. If you don't have a big enough chatzer that everyone's going to have dalet amos, then you can't force chalukah. Tosis is saying, but if you have dalet for each one, then you can have a kos. Then you'd be cholik b'kosel for the one person to build it. Like, okay, shkayach, you can build a kosel, but what is the point of the Mishnah talking about that? what kind of pshat is Tosis trying to suggest within the Mishnah? I mean, if you're talking about Achiv Koso, that's for Shneyan, then what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, obviously? What's the deal of the Mishnah teaching me? Shmei Hezek, that we can oppose the Achiv Koso for both of them, and that's the most point. Tosis is pushing that. I grant you Chokin with Dalet for each one would be the Koso. But the Koso is built by one person. What? So what's the Mishnah saying? That if it's too small, then even if you want to build, who's talking about building? If you can't divide it, you can't divide it. If you can't divide it, you can't build. Okay? And if you could divide it, then you could divide it. And if you want to build, give it to hate. What is building on your own relevant to the question of the Chalukah? I mean, Pashut, what does Tosafot even say? Why would your building be relevant, b'chlal, one way or the other, if you could or couldn't build? The issue is, can you divide? Can you force a division? So Elamai, it must be that if you're Mudaik, that Ha'im Yesh B'Dalet Amas Chokin B'Koso, must be by that virtue of that, it must be that they have to both chip in for the Koso. That is a Chiddush, Hezek Mishmei Hezek. So what is Tosafot's alternative that he's presenting? Yeah, you want to say something? Yeah.
It seems like he's saying that one guy can build it in his own property, Mistamad, he can't force the other guy to build in the middle because Hezek Mishmei Hezek has it.
So the chiddush of the Mishnah is gufa, the opposite, you're saying, yes. That he couldn't build it on the, he couldn't force the other person to build it. And all that is read into the Mishnah. Like, what are the words in the Mishnah? Read the ein chokin of chatzer. I mean, truth is, any way you look at it, it's going to be hard to read the Mishnah. You can't divide the chatzer unless it's big enough, unless it's a dollar, I'm going to say, even if he wants to build on his own property. Because it's not divisible. It's too small. But if you have Dalet al Dalet, then you can divide it, if he wants to, build on his own property. What's the Chiddush? So tell me again.
You can't force the other guy to build in the middle.
In what case? Where there is Dalet al Dalet.
Yeah.
And all that's the Chiddush, what's not even mentioned. All it's saying, it could just as well mean that you could force. I mean, what we didn't see one more than the other. Like I mean, if anything, Tosis comes back and responds, because Be'emsa is more mashma than it's Be'emsa. I mean, it doesn't... I mean, it's Chokin's mashma Be'emsa. But even if you don't say Tosis Terence, why is it more mashma one guy than the two of them?
It doesn't have to be. It's just to be not Tashma.
Yeah, but you're saying... But I'm asking you, what's the Chiddush? And you're saying the Chiddush is this and not the other one. But it's not any more mashma that way more than the other way. So, like, how can you make that the Chiddush if it's Bechal not even there, you know? I don't know. Yeah, Yaakov.
It's a little doubtful. Didn't we read Tosfos before, like Rabbeinu Yonah, that says, you know, in a place that's Makom Shein Minhag Lidor, so that he wouldn't need to put it up. So in this case, the guy is Ratzis, so he puts it up in his own place, but it's not saying that he can just put the wall right down the middle and force the other guy.
So, again, you're saying similar to Yoni, you're saying that that the Chiddush is that you can't have the other guy...
Not really a Chiddush in Tosfos, it's more just aligning...
What would the Mishnah be saying? If the Mishnah would be read the way Tosis is suggesting, so if it would be big enough to divide, then you could divide with a koso that's built by one person. But if it's not big enough to divide, then you can't divide, even though he wants to build a koso on his own turf and his own price, his own cost. So where is there a chiddush in all that? You want to build. You don't want to build, you don't build. The issue is, can you divide, can you not divide? Can you force a division, can you not? If you force a division, then you can force a division. Now you want to build on your own? Fine. Hezek Yilosh Shmei Hezek. So now you want to build on your own, you can do it. You want to, you don't want to, you don't want to. Like, what exactly would be the point of the Mishnah telling you that Chokin Bekosel built by one person? So you guys are saying maybe the Chiddush is Gufa because it's one person, not both. But I don't see that any more than the other way. And then Tosis, of course, gives the teretz that by saying chokin, it's mashma be'emtsa, that chokin be'kosel be'emtsa. But if you don't say Tosis teretz, I don't see more that it's one person versus two. Someone else might have a hand up, I think. Ellie, yeah?
I was thinking that in terms of Shmei Hezek, but we hold about Shmei Hezek the whole way.
We're trying to defend the mandam alo Shmei Hezek. Now, I don't know. The words of Tosis maybe, could be suggesting something different, something maybe a little bit out of the box. That we're going now Lo Shmei Hezek. Tosis, as you said, is trying to defend the mandam Lo Shmei Hezek, which means that we can't impose an obligation on the two of them to share in the cost of a kosel because of hezekriya. That's a given. But maybe this much, that mandama would concede. And maybe this is the pshat that Tosis is trying to inject in the Mishnah, although I don't know if it fits so well, but just at least for the Tosis himself, there'd be a halacha that we could maybe glean from here. If the chatzar is too small, then you can't impose a chalukah on the other person, even though you're giving in, so to speak, to their demand that there be a wall at your cost and on your turf. Because the person can hold out. It's too small, I'm not going to get Dalet Amos, therefore, can't divide the chatzar, I can't impose the upon him to go along with the chalukah sachatzar, the chalukah sashutfin, even though I would be willing to go the extra mile for you and build a wall that will shield from Ezekria. But if it would be big enough, if it would be Dalet Amos lezeh lezeh, chokin bekosel on my cheshbin, meaning he can hold me hostage to that. In other words, instead of assuming that I can impose chalukah on him by Dalet El Dalet without any extra burden that I have to assume more than him, maybe the point is chokin bekosel, but if I want to get what I want here out of this, to be able to force him to agree to divide this chatzar, that we should now have separate areas, I'd have to agree to build the kosel. Even though we're going to the manda amar what? Which means that we can't impose on both of them the obligation to share in the course of a kosel, because lo shmei hezek, but it's enough, hezekriya is enough of a concern that the other person can be a holdout and say, okay, you want to divide the chatzar, do it with the kosel at your expense. Because otherwise I have hezekriya on my head. I don't want to deal with hezekriya. If we have two shechenim side by side, we're not going to impose on the two of them. They happen to be living next to each other without a wall to build a wall together. Hezekriya lo shmei hezek. But if I have people who are jointly in a chatzah together, right? Now we're together, so now hezekriya is not considered irrelevant because we do it together. Everything is together. We share everything together. Fine. So that's the metzias, that we all share the chatzah, and so be it. But now that I want to create separate space for you and for me, and I want to force that on you, and you don't want to do it, maybe you have leverage, and you say, okay, you want to divide, it has to have a kosel. But I'm not paying for it, you pay for it. If that were true, again, it's a little bit creative to learn pshat that way, but then at least there's a chiddush here. It may be too big of a chiddush. Yeah. Okay? In other words, hezek lo shmei hezek, I understand, but it's enough of a concern that one partner could prevent the other one to unilaterally impose the chalukah of the shutfis without doing some accommodation of hezekriya, even though it's going to be at his expense. Then the Tosis would read. The Tosis says, really, Ezekiel, you want to think Bekosel, that they both have, and you're assuming Bekosel, for whatever reason, again, let's take the first heretic of the Ramban. Bekosel, because the Mishnais all talk about Chalukah Bekosel, so it's Mashma, Yesh Badalad Al Dalad, Chalukah Bekosel. So you have a Raya Shmei Hezek, because Kosel, that's steered by both. Just goes, no, really, Lo Shmei Hezek. Really, you can't oppose the Chiv of a Kosel on both ends because of Hezek Ria. Rather, the Eba Kosel. But maybe Hachepirusha, Ein Chokin is a Chatzar, even if one person is willing to go the extra mile and build by himself, if it's less than Dalet Amos Lezeh B'Lezeh, so it won't work even if he wants to do it. But in the case of Dalet Amos Chalechad, if I want to build a wall, then I can impose the Chaluk on you. Let's say you'll argue, I want to divide the Shutfis, the Chatzar, even though you build a wall. No, if I'm going to build a wall, then yes. But if I'm not going to build a wall, then of course he can hold it against me. I'm not going along. But if there is Dalet El Dalet, then if I want to build a wall, me, myself, then Chokin. So then really Hezekriya is still Oshme Hezek. But it's going to be enough of an issue that I would have to at least build a wall because that much he could hold over me, that there has to be a wall there. Just I'm not paying for it. You don't want to pay for it? Then we stay together as should be like before. It says that can be a good pshat because then it wouldn't say ha dalet amas chokin, it would say different lashon. It would say, as Tosis puts it, ein osin kosa b'chatzer. But they're saying chokin means chokin be'emtza, which means hezek b'yishmei hezek. Where it says no, it doesn't mean kosa b'lo, it means misipas. Again, would it be better in the lashon of the Mishnah? I don't know, because either way, the Mishnah didn't really say that either. But at least for Tosis, there's something to say, you know, in terms of what the din could be. Are you?
I just kind of touches on the issue of something that guys were discussing in Seder about when you have the whole din of forced chalukah. What gives somebody a right to even? Someone brought up a hypothetical. I think it's not did brought up a hypothetical case. What if it's seven amos? And one guy says, "I'm going to be mokal on that one amma." Can you force a chalukah in such a case? It seems like the ikar chalukah is just the very fact that you have four amos gives a person a right, and the fact that the other person gives them a right to force the chalukah. Any other without any other factors, meaning if it's seven, you might think to say that okay, he has his four amos. That's a
he grants the other guy his four amos.
So
why does he have
any other? So I'm saying the same thing here. Like, why does he have any other way? He has his four amos. Suddenly he wants to hit a hezekriya. Like, why is he able to say that there is hezekriya? I don't want it.
I mean, again, this is his bargaining chip. If we were correct, we think it's a bargaining chip. I want a wall. I don't want to pay for a wall. Chachamim can't force me to pay for a wall. But you want something from me. You want to force me to go along with the chalukah. Dalet al dalet. So maybe I can say, you want to build a wall, then yes. And then I have no say. Then I have no veto. But short of you building a wall, I have a veto. It works in the words of Tosis. Whether it's correct and whether there's such a way to read such a Mishnah, either way Tosis answers, or it's only anyway Tosis kasha, and Tosis says it can't be pshat anyway because it's mashma. If the diuk is correct, that with dalet al dalet, dalet amas l'chol echad is koso, the koso is be'emtza. That's the mashmos of chokin. Chokin be'koso means be'emtza. So therefore, Tosis answered his kasha. What was Tosis asking? That was what we tried to figure out. What would be the din? What would be the point of this halacha? Yes.
I was not saying
Hezek Rishmei Hezek, because Hezek Rishmei means that if we have two neighbors side by side, you can force them both to chip in for a wall.
Even if only one wants to split up the partnership in the first place?
Forget about partnership. Right now, let's say Hachokas Nezikin. Let's take, not Reb Nachum, take Hachokas Nezikin. Yeah? Okay. So, meanwhile, there's Hezek Ria. So we impose the Chiyuv for both to pay. If you want to say Reb Nachum, to say the worst shutfin, they divide. And now we impose the chiyuv for both of them to pay for the wall. So each one has to pay for half the wall. Tosis is saying that we're going now losh mehezek. So you couldn't do that. But maybe what we could do is assume that because Hezek Ria is still something of a concern, so this person can use the Hezekiah argument, he can play the Hezekiah card to prevent the other one from imposing chalukah on him, subject to some tikkun of kosel at the other person's expense.
In the case of forced chalukah, Hezekiah Shmei Hezek would look any different?
Yeah, because then they both have to pay. Then they both have to pay.
One guy doesn't even want to split up.
If it's big enough, he has no choice. If it's too small, then you need a rasu. But if it's big enough, then you can impose the chalukah, like the Torah's language that we read the other day, right? If you have a day chalukah, you impose chalukah, and you impose the terms of the kosel for the payment to be divided, and the space to be divided. That's Shmei Hezek. Tosis is trying to salvage Lo Shmei Hezek and still work, preserve the Maksha's premise that chokin b'kosel. Tosis understood that it's chokin b'kosel. That didn't spell out the Ramban's kasha. But Tosis says maybe that kosel, that's chokin, is all for one person's turf and his cost. So what would be the din of the Mishnah? We're trying to say maybe that would be the halacha, that he'd have no choice for the chalukah to go through, at the other person have to not be able to protest. He'd have no choice but to have to build a kosel. That's, again, it's a little bit mechudish in terms of pshat, but it's something maybe to think about. Now, let's go to the Ramban. The Ramban actually asks our kasha. And he gives two terutz. The first terutz is a lot easier to relate to. The second terutz, people were spending a lot of time, which I understand, because it's very hard to know pshat in the Ramban. Many problems, and we should, at least if we can identify the problems, that's already a big accomplishment. If we can begin to try, say, a terutz, be even better accomplishment. But we have to start with the problems and identify them. The Ramban asks, the Ramban quotes this Ramban also. Tashma, let's read inside the Ramban. Tashma. In Chokin es Achatzer, Ad Sheyehei Ba Dalet Ames Gazer, Ba Dalet Ames Gazer, that's the Mishnah later. My Rav Kosa. Does it not mean that if you had, again, that's the deal, if it would have had Dalet Ames, then we are Chokin, My Rav Kosa, Lo Mesipas. Tmiya La Nilsa. So here we have also the word Tema, but this Tema we can relate to very much. The My Mashmalei Kosel Tfei Mimesipas. Where do you have any more of an indication that the Chokin is with Kosel, more than Mesipas? Atu Kohecha Detani Chalukin Chaluka Parchinan. Every time it says Chokin, oh, Rai Hevig Shmehezik, must be the Kosel. Chokin is Chokin. Chokin doesn't say Kosel any more than Mesipas. Where in the word Chokin do you have a right to read into that kosa? Kash is obvious kash. Shat the Gemara. What's the Gemara thinking? My love kosa, why? All you see is Dalad Amas Gazel is there, Chokin. Okay. Where does the issue of kosa is a separate issue? Hezek Riyashme Hezek, kosa. Lo Shme Hezek, Mesipas. So what are you pushing here? The agenda that it has to be Shmei Hezek, my love Kosa. Why? Why? Why any more than the Torah? What's the Maksha thinking? So the Ramban first answers, V'yeshloma, Mishum dekua masnisin katani Kosa. Meaning that the Mishnais that we're discussing until we get to this Mishnah, we have halachas, Kosa, Daf Beis, Bonimsa, Kosa Be'emsa, Daf Hey, Kosa, Chatsa Shanafal. We're talking about Kosel in previous Mishnayos. The Allah Tani, and on that, working off of those earlier Mishnayos, we have this Mishnah later on Daf, was it Yud Aleph? Hayesh b'gdala mischokin, mash b'chaluka d'chatzah d'reisha kama. So Mistama, the chaluka is of a similar parallel to the chaluka of the earlier Mishnayos. Teretz number one. Maybe Tosis must have been thinking at that also. That's why he didn't even bother asking. Now, just to make this answer a little more gishmak, because is it really such a thing that we have to parallel the earlier Mishnayos? I mean, the Mishnayos that talk about Kosel before is a function of what halacha? Why do we have Kosel in the earlier Mishnayos? Why is there a Kosel there? What was Hezekiah? Is that Kosa of Hezekiah related to the Chalukah? The Chalukah was what happened. Now we have an issue called Hezekiah, Hachakas Nezikin. So why would the Chalukah of Daf Yud Aleph have to be parallel to the fact that there's a Kosa in earlier Mishnayos? Or, for the Manda Amar Lo Shmei Hezek, it was a Ratsu, right? Whatever. So why would we want it to be parallel? What is a chaluk? What does a kosa have to do with a chaluk? No, so what do you think? Rav Nachum, right? Rav Nachum's mahalach, very nice, because Rav Nachum says the chi of kosa derives from the chaluka. Chaluka entitles each person to have their shear, which is unhindered by Hezekiah. It makes their shear more legitimate, fairer, more proper, more appropriate. So the chaluka and the kosa are not two separate issues. The chaluka and the kosa are really one is a function of the other. Everybody say? You hear? So it makes more sense to argue that we have here a chalukah, it's a chalukah that includes a chalukah that doesn't have a hezekriya on either shear, just like earlier Mishnais, which is, again, even if you say it was based on Ratzu, but it's because it concerned with hezekriya. But now it's talking about not Ratzu, chokin, without mutual consent. You can impose it. From the stomach, it's because of the because of Hezekiah, because it makes the chalukah a better chalukah. Maybe that would be good, yeah.
You said Tosos can't say that. So then, if you say this is a Shat Tosos, then
what? Tosos, because of, why? Because the other Tosos?
Rav himself said it.
Which Tosos?
Rav himself said that his
palace. Ah, yeah. But then we have the other Tosos that we did want to work with, the Kiyas Ratzai. Yeah. So I don't know, in a Chanani. So Tosos didn't speak out this Kasha, so we don't know Tosos holds on this Kasha, at least for the Ramban. This is at least going to help us maybe for the second Teretz. That's going to be a bigger issue. Let's go through the next hoop. This is going to be a big problem. Let's see if we can define the problem, and then we'll see what the solution might be. The Ramban has a whole shtickle Torah here in the second Teretz. How many people struggled with this Ramban?
Yeah.
Okay, how many people didn't struggle? But not everybody lifted their hands. I had two questions. Let's try it again. What?
I didn't struggle, I didn't do it.
So. Oh, you didn't do it. Okay, I hear. Okay. But it sounds like Kemat, the whole Shia did at least learn it. And Kemat, everyone who learned it, struggled with it. So that's good. That's a good sign. Very hard Ramban. Let's read it. We'll try to break through it. Says Rabban in the second teretz. Again, let's get our bearings. What are we holding on? We're trying to zero in on the premise of this maksha of the Gemara. This maksha in the Gemara is trying to prove hezek riyash shmei hezek, ask a kasha on the manda amar mechitza guda lo shmei hezek, because he has a mishnah later that says you cannot be cholik v'chatzer if it's too small, if you don't have dalet amos for each one. But if you have dalet amos for each one, then chokin my lav bekosel, and that means be'emtza, and therefore hezek riyash shmei hezek. And for the Gemara, no, Mesipas. What's going on? And why would he think Kosa more than Mesipas? So Ramban gave one answer, now he has a second answer. Ramban is going to try to twist the Mishnah in a certain way that the Maksha must have read the Mishnah a certain way and then came away with his conclusion that Maila Bekosa, Araya Shmei Hezek. How? How would he read the Mishnah? Says the Ramban, the Yesh Liga Amra B'Lashon Acheres. Let's try another suggestion. Ramban is, you know, Bechal, as in the Farish, whether it's Chumash or Gemara, it's very common in the Ramban where he plays with multiple possibilities. We'll say one thing, then we'll say another thing, V'Hanachon. You'll see this in Chumash all the time, but even as in the Chidushim also, in the Mechamos, Ramban is very known for that. He's not just one-dimensional. Okay, we say this, maybe it works like this. Here's another possibility. The Yesh Gam Boash Nacheres. The Kasal Kedaitach. This is what the Maksha thinks. The Kasal Kedaitach. The Ko. Now he's going to, in Svara, Rebbe will say, we're going to say in Svara we can hear. It's going to be the problem in terms of the details and where the chips are going to fall. So let's take that in two dimensions. Ko, the Kasal Kedaitach. The Ko Chatzer. Afapish Ein Badalad Amis. Chaz Yolam Nilsa. Let's talk about this situation of a chatzah that doesn't have dalet amos for each one. Does that mean it's totally non-functional? Not true. There is a use that a chatzah can serve even if it's less than dalet amos. The lo damya lebayis, what he means is because we have the rule that a bayis that's less than dalet amos is not called a bayis. Beginning of Masechta Sukkah, those who are in Sukkah, there's all kinds of halachas. The bayis is less than that. This halacha doesn't apply. That halacha doesn't apply. It's not called a bayis. It's nothing. It doesn't have a status of a bayis for whatever. Mezuzah, Micah, whatever you'll say. It's non-functional. A chatzer that doesn't have dalet amos is not the same as a bayis that lacks the shear of dalet amos. Okay, with that in mind, umishamachi akshinan vaday. The hud ein chokin diktani, ein chokin bekosu, and that's what's driving the maksha to read into the Mishnah that when it says ein chokin, you can't divide if it's not dalet amos l'zev l'zeh. Doesn't mean that you can't divide at all. You could divide it. Anu halach. The maksha is reading to the Mishnah. If it's less than dalet l'zev l'zeh, you could divide it, but you can't divide it by the kosu. In other words, Ha yesh ba dalet bikosel, but less than dalet, you divide it. But there's no need for a kosel. What's the pshat? So what function do you have there? Mishum the kevan the why not the kosel? Tell you why, because mishum the kevan the ein ba dalet amis lo chaz miletashish ba api nafsha. Less than dalet amis is not fit for independent use, where Hezek Riyah is relevant. Because I don't want you looking at my activities in the Chatzer. But a less than Dalet Amos Chatzer, there's no real activities going on. There's no Tashmish per se going on, except what? What does less than Dalet serve as what? Ela lepiruk masa debayis. Unloading zone. You've seen that in signs in Manhattan, wherever. Unloading zone. In front of your house, you have the area. Can be very small, but you have to unload. You have packages, whatever you bring. In those times, you have a donkey. You bring in, you unload your packages. Okay, that you can use have a chatzer less than Dalet Amis for that, for Piruk Masa. But Piruk Masa is not subject to what? Hezekriya. The Eimba Hezekriya. So what the Mishnah would be saying is, in Chokin is a chatzer bikosel if it's less than Dalet Amis or Dalet Amis. Can you impose chalukah for Piruk Masa purposes? Yes. But for that, you won't need a kosel. This is what the Maksha is thinking, we're chatting in the Mishnah. Ha-yesh ba-dalet amis. But now, the inference. If you'd have dalet amis for each one, the chazia ba-apei nafsha le-tashmish, then there's a space that's usable for more than pirik masa, for tashmish, for uses that you use in a chatzah, which therefore could be subject to hezekriya, chokin be-kosel. Both sides, take this in. So what is the Maksha thinking? That less than Dalet Amis, you can impose Chalukah without a Kosa. Because you'll have Piruk Masa space, but that doesn't come with the requirement of a Kosa. That's a Grosh Mehezek. But when you have Dalet Amis, then you have a Tashmish space, then already you need a Kosa. And that's why he's asking the Kasha that you see as Grosh Mehezek. Let's just finish. And what does the Gemara respond? No. When it says, if you had Dalet Amis, you're cholek with Dalet Amis, it doesn't mean with a kosel, which would mean that less than Dalet Amis, you could even split unilaterally. I mean, you can impose the split but without a kosel. No. Everything shifts now. Lo, the mesipas, which means what? That when you split with Dalet Amis, it's only with a Mesipas. And less than Dalet? Let's do it outside. Less than Dalet? Nothing. So that's the teretz. All this lies in the words of my God, Bekosel, meaning with Dalet Amis or Dalet Amis, when they have Dalet Amis, it's Bekosel, because Hezekriya. If it's less than Dalet, Chokin against his will, but no need for a Kosel, because it's only Pirik Masa using it. And for the Gemara, Lo. So to Rahez Gishme Hezek, because when you have Dalet al Dalet, you can force Chalukah with a kosel. He says, no, lo, mesipas, she'em ba'dalet amis, then what? Well, then we always understood. Then afilu chalukah gruidra nami lo abdina. Then you don't even have chalukah. The chalpachas b'dalet amis, l'chazir l'midi, el etzdarufi b'hadi achmi. The significance of less than dalet amis is in the fact that it can combine with more space and then you can have significant space for tashmish, and that's really what it is. So you can't force chalukah to get imposed on them pirik masa space for each one. No, you need to look at real tashmish, and you don't have that in less than Dalet. Okay, so now the work is cut out for us. Let's try to understand the implications of such a suggestion according to the Maksha and what the difficulty would be. The Ramban is trying to insert into the Mishnah a pshat that the Maksha of the Gemara was thinking to read the Gemara that way to prove Hezek v'Yishmei Hezek. And what is the assumption now of that Mishnah? Less than Dalet, you can impose Chalukah without a Kosel. Because you'll have space, but it won't be a Hezekriya situation because all you can do is unload. That's no big deal. People can look at you unloading. Tashmish, that's where you're concerned if Hezekriya. So that's why Dalet, Amis Lezev Lezeh, that's when Chokin Bekosel. That's how we read the Mishnah. What's the difficulty here? First of all, the language of the Mishnah itself. The Mishnah doesn't just discuss chatzah. The Mishnah discusses other things as well and gives a klal. In chokin es chatzah ad sheyehei ba'abes lezeh amis lezeh. What else does the Mishnah say? Daf Yud Aleph. V'lo es hasadeh ad sheyehei ba'tishkam lezeh yam. V'lo es hagina. V'lo es hatraklin. And talks about the amounts you have to have, kidei lezeh, kidei lezeh. Suddenly, what are we doing? We're taking the first sentence of Mishnah and we're putting into that sentence a whole new dimension, a whole new twist. When it comes to sadeh, for example, let's say the shear of the sadeh, what does it mean, ein chokin es hasadeh ad sheyehei ba tishkavin lezeh? What does that mean? You can be cholek against his will, but you don't need something extra? Or you can't be cholek, you can't impose the chalukah. What does it mean by the other cases? Can't be cholek, you can't impose on the person to divide the sadeh if it's not tisha kavan lezeh, because it doesn't have any function. And so it is with everything else mentioned. So suddenly, when you get to the first sentence, what does it mean? In chokin is a chatzer with a kosa. But you could be cholek against his will without a kosa. So it's totally not analogous at first glance to everything else mentioned. Right? The whole Mishnah discusses different things that it has to be big enough to be viewed as divisible. When you get to whatever the shear is, then it's divisible, and then you can force the other one to have to divide that which is jointly owned. And now the Ramban is suggesting that when it comes to chatzer, the Maksha thinking that you could in fact divide it when it's less than Dalet Amos Lezeb Lezeb, but not with a kosa. But then it's totally different than everything mentioned in the Mishnah. How can you suggest such a pshat? That is one problem, right? What's even a bigger problem? Seemingly, if we're trying to prove with all of this, what understanding, what pshat, hezek ria, shmei hezek. And what is he assuming in the Mishnah now? That if it's less than Dalet Amos, then what can you do against his will? What can you do? You can force a chalukah against his will. But you won't, right? But in that case, you won't need a kosa. And to say hezek, and if you have dalet al dalet, then it's hezek v'yishmei hezek, you can force the chalukah with a kosa. And all this supports the pshat of hezek riyah, shmei hezek. Now which pshat, that man da'ama shmei hezek, how did he learn pshat in the Mishnah Dabbeis, in the beginning of the Mishnah? Ha-shutfin she-ratsu lasos mechitza, translate. What does mechitza mean? Plukta, bechatzer, bonsa kosa, be'emsa, hezek, rishmei hezek. Ratsu lasos. Without ratsu, you couldn't do it. The Gemara is going to explain, we already know the explanation. Why do you need ratsu? What type of a chatzer are we talking about? Eimak de chaluka. So eimak de chaluka, and then you have ratsu. And then you need ratsu, and then bonus of kosher is mishmei hezek. But without ratsu, you're not splitting it. So how could that be what we're trying to prove? That the pshat in the Mishnah is shmei hezek. Because ratsu lasas mechitza means they agreed to divide the shutfis, and that's when you kick in with hezek riyah. But meanwhile, it's clear that the pshat in the Mishnah that you're trying to put into the Mishnah is not correct. Because you're assuming, in the way you read the words of the Mishnah, in Chokin, you're assuming that if it's less than the Shir Kedei Chaluka, you cannot, you can divide against his will. And the Mishnah is assuming not that way. Ratsu! You need a Ratsu to have the division. Otherwise, you can't oppose it. So how can this Pshat be entertained to read the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph in such a way to prove an interpretation of the Mishnah that flies against the very assumption that you have in that Mishnah? You're saying that less than Dalet Amos Lezeb Lezeh, you can impose Chaluka. And the Mishnah is crying out not that way. Ratsu! Then you can have Chaluka, and then we have Hezek Riyah. And you're saying that when it's less than Daud al-Daud, you don't have Hezek Riyah, and you're saying that if less than Daud al-Daud, you can't oppose Chaluka. So the whole thing flies against what we're assuming. And we want to end up with the Manda Amar Plukta. That's where we want to end up. But the Manda Amar Plukta has assumptions that are totally contradicting the assumptions that you're reading into the Mishnah. You're reading into the Mishnah to get to Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, that when you have a Shir Daud al-Daud, Daud for each one, then you have a Hezek Riyah problem, and that's when you can impose Chaluka with a Kosa. Less than the Shir, Hezek Riyah is a non-issue. But what could you do? You could force Chaluka without a Kosa. Those two nekudos, those two points, are contradicted by the very pshat of Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. You're putting into the case of the Mishnah of what type of a chatzer? Erek de Chaluka. And what do you need to do the division? Ratsu. So strike two. You need ratsu to get the division, and you're telling me the Mishnah is suggesting you don't need ratsu, and you're saying that with less than Dalet Amos you can't talk about Hezek Riyah, and the Mishnah says you need a pechosa of Hezek Riyah. So it has a tails. What's going on here? The Ramban is suggesting a pshat in the Maksha to try to bring out a shita Hezek Shmei Hezek, which is plugged into the Mishnah, of Ratzu, of Eimok Dechaluka, and this is going to jive with what we just said with Daf Yud Aleph, to learn Pshat in the Mishnah, that if you have a big enough shir chatzer, then you need a kosel, you can force chalukah because it has a kriya. And if you have less than that amount, then you can force chalukah without a kriya. How can you say you can force chalukah? You see you need ratzu in the Mishnah. By a shir that, by a chatzer less than kidei chalukah. How can you say that there's no hezekriya by less than the shir of Dalai Lamas? The Mishnah says you need a machisa in that situation of ratzu. Usai, what do we do here? I'm assuming everyone had this kasha. No, not everyone. Many of you. No, I would hope so. No, mamish apella. What in the world can Rabban mean here? Yeah.
Is it possible that the way the Ramban reads the Mishnah Daf Beis, according to the one that has a Gish Mehezek, is that the in the case of Ratsu, that when then you can impose building a kosel, but in the case of low Ratsu, then you can still impose a chalukah, you just can't impose the kosel. Meaning, Ramban is discussing over there a case of no ratzu, but the Mishnah is discussing a case of ratzu, so it's never different.
The Mishnah Daf Beis, Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph.
Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph is discussing.
The Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph is saying, according to the Ramban, listen to what it's saying. You cannot force chalukah bekosel unless it's big enough.
That's without ratzu, though. The Mishnah Daf Beis is
you cannot, without ratzu. That means without ratzu, they didn't both agree, you can impose chalukah without a kosel.
Right, so.
But not with a kosel.
The Mishnah Daf Beis is discussing a case of ratzu, though.
Yes, but without ratzu, it sounds like you can't get it. You can't get them to agree to divide. It sounds the pashup shot is you need the ratzu in order to get to the point that you can force them to divide something that's too small. So again, kasha number one is that seemingly all those examples in the Mishnah Yud Aleph are describing the shear, the minimum shear for chalukah, period. And the Rabban is saying a pshat at the Makshet Thuat that the first sentence of the Mishnah is describing the shear for dividing with kosel, as opposed to less than the shear where you can divide without a kosel, but you can impose that shear. So it makes it totally unlike all the other examples. That's point one. So how can the Rabban say such a pshat in the Mishnah? It doesn't seem to fit with the context of the Mishnah. And then, what else comes out of the Rabban's pshat in the Maksha? That when you have less than the shear, the minimum shear of a chatzer, then you could still impose chalukah without ratzu. Just can't get a kosel out of it. And when can you get a kosel out of it? When it's big enough. And now what do we have in our Mishnah? And what are we trying to prove? Shmei Hezek. But what's the application of Shmei Hezek in terms of our Mishnah? That it's ratzu, less on a chatzer that's small, and then we say, with that, you build a kosel. So, we have to say a pshat here. We have to obviously recognize that the Mishnah can still have its own integrity with the Ramban's suggested pshat, and it fits with everything else there. And the case of ratzu in our Mishnah can bring with it hezek, riyah, shmei hezek, in the case of ratzu. But if it wasn't ratzu, you could still force a division, just not with a kosel. But by ratzu, apparently something changes, even by shear of less than dalet amos. But what does all that mean?
Is it a different kind of chalukah? That sounds weird.
I don't know what you mean. Let's hear from what? What about the people out there in virtual land, Zoom land? Yeah, nobody has anything to say. You can unmute. No, you don't see them. I see them. Okay. All right. Let's see. Let's try something. Let's try at least the beginning of a mahalach. We'll have to see if we have to put some finishing touches on it, you know, in the beginning of Shir tomorrow, but I'll at least help you think through it a little bit. The Ramban's distinction between when hezekriya is a problem and when it's not. A chatzer that doesn't have dalet amos per se, right, for each one, is not subject to hezekriya, because all you can do with that space is unload. And unloading, no big deal. He looks at me when I unload, no problem. The problem is, the kriya is only when I'm ishtamish in the chatzah, something more than just unloading. Does the Ramban therefore mean that suppose I have a person who has a chatzar that's very small, less than the Dalet Amos? We're not talking about splitting a chatzar where each one won't get Dalet Amos. That's the case of the Mishnah. But what about a person who has a chatzar that's small, than the less than the shear of Dalet Amos? Now, we're not talking about two chatzeros. Let's talk about a gag that's right next to the chatzar. So it's a one-way hezek, potential hezekriya issue. Right? We have the greater and the Gemara is going to mention, right? If you have a person on the roof that can look right into someone else's chatzar, and the halacha is they have to build a fence not to look into the other person's chatzar. And the Gemara is going to explain why that everyone agrees to as well, hezek rishmei hezek. But what if that chatzar was too small? Was a chatzar less than what we normally say is appropriate for shimush? It's only pirok masa type of a chatzar. Would the Ramban hold that the Baal HaGag, who looks down, who could look down into such a chatzar, which is tiny, does not need to make any type of tikkun that he not have hezekriya? We hold hezekriya shmei hezek right now. Because after all, chatzar in that's so small is only a pirok masa chatzar, which doesn't have hezekriya. First glance, take the Ramban and run with it. You say, what's the difference? If it's a question of two chatzeros, that at the end of the day, no one's going to get the big enough chatzar, so it's not about hezekriya. You can't force division with a kosa. You can force division without a kosa. Okay, so then if you have a chatzar to begin with that's smaller than the shear of Dalet Amos, so the Baal HaGag doesn't have to do anything. What are you complaining about? Hezekriya, you don't have a real chatzar. You have a pirok masa space. Big deal. No big deal. I can look at you. But the person says, no, but this is my chatzar. It might be small, but I take pride, and I do what I do with this, and I want to feel that I have privacy. And you look into my space, and I don't like any rotzer, any chavetz tirasak. Does he have a time, does he have a claim that the Baal HaGag has to accommodate? So I would venture now to say that the Ramban might agree that it's not impossible to argue that there could be a hezek ri'iya issue that could play out in terms of a chatzar that's less than the space. If that's what I use it for, the shimush, you're masik me hezek ri'iya. But, and here we have to add a few points, when you have a situation of dividing a chatzar that's jointly owned, and in this context, which is like our Mishnah, for example, we don't have hezek ri'iya from the perspective of harchokas nezikin. This is because, as we once mentioned, a shita saravi later, that if there's you're getting a shear from what you had before, you don't have to make accommodations right now for hezekriya. It's a different halach. Our mishnah is predicated on, again, the yisod of Rav Nachum, we'll keep going back to that, that when I divide, I'm entitled to a fair shear, a shear that has standards, a shear that's legitimate. That's my schus in the chalukah. To have come away with a shear that has appropriate safeguards, which include that it should be protected from hezekriya. Says the Ramban, that's where I can't make a demand on a chatzar that's too small to have the protection of a kosel that I don't have hezekriya. Because if the only issue that we're discussing in that situation is not being mazik, harchokas nezikin, because in the case of chalukas hashutfis, we'll say there is no issue of harchokas nezikin. It's a different issue. It's about claiming a shear in the chaluka that is legitimate. Says Ramban, that depends. If I'm getting a shear that is for tashmish, for normal use, then my stake in that chaluka brings with it the right to be protected and hezekriya free, we chip in for a kosher. On the other hand, if it's too small, then I can't demand a kosel in that shear that I'm getting. Why? Because that shear that I'm getting has a different definition. It's defined as unloading space. But not, it's not miyuchad by definition for tashmish. Again, if in a different context, if I have the space and you're a Baal HaGag, and you can mazik me on my small chatzar too, if that's what I use it for. But if that's not playing out in our Mishnah, because that doesn't play out. That there's no entitlement of Archokas Nezikin. For whatever the reason, we said Shitas Arayvet of later, whatever. But it's about, what am I getting in this Chalukah? Then, it depends on the size of the Chatzah. Says Ramban, if it's less than Dalet Amos, I have a right to demand of you to have a share only for purposes of what less than Dalet Amos is generally used for. And that's only unloading. If it's for unloading, then I can't demand out of this chalukah a kosa. Because you look at me, big deal. But if the kosa, if the chatsa is bigger, that would allow each one to have space for use, then the demand can include a kosa. Now, with that in mind, we have a path forward, but I want you to think about it a little bit, okay? How can this help us in terms of the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph, in terms of lining up? The basic approach is going to be that when I get my shear in less than Dalet al Dalet, I can divide it as per an appropriate shear of Pirut Masachat. That's what it is. I can force that on you. I can bring the kosa. The klal in the Mishnah Yud Aleph is what's divisible is if it's functional. What's called functional by a chatzer? It depends. For a bigger chatzer, the function is defined in one way, including tashmish. It's using for other things. If it's less than that shear, then the function would be defined in a different way. If we had another 10 minutes or so, which we don't, we could go further, but maybe it's min hashamayim, right? We're going to leave this for you to think about. We'll try to come back at the beginning of Shir, and then maybe finish up at the Gemara as well, okay?